This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
I've been trying Underbrush from Nathan and Sons, and it's not really regular gum. It's remineralizing chewing gum, basically an oral care routine in gum form. You brush in the morning and at night, but after lunch, there's a big gap where most of us do nothing for our teeth. Underbrush is made for that moment. Chew it for 5 to 10 minutes, spit it out, and move on. Or keep chewing it if you like the feel of it. It's made with something called hydroxyapatite. That's the same mineral your enamel is made from, and natural saps like mastic and spruce. So it has a firmer, really satisfying chew. The company is only a few years old, and the team is literally making, packing, and shipping gum every day. So if you want a simple daily upgrade for your teeth, check out Underbrush from Nathan & Sons. Check them out today at nathanandsons.com.
We do this too, we're bringing that fire. Talking real talk, Kentucky's on fire. From bourbon to ball games, we got that flow. On the We Do This Too podcast, yeah, you know. From country roads to the city lights, they bring the heat, man, every night. We do this too, let's make it clear.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the We Do This Too Outdoors podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Williamson, and today we're talking about a company that I am proud to represent. We're going to talk about Retail USA. Now, before we get started, let me go ahead and say this. This episode isn't about trying to sell anybody a shotgun, trying to sell anybody a rifle, or trying to sell anybody a pistol. This episode is about my experience, my journey, and why I made the decision to partner with Retail USA and become an ambassador for the company that I truly believe in. So if you listen to this podcast long enough, then you know, I don't just put my name behind anything. You know, whether it's a hunting product, an outdoor company, you know, a business partnership, I'm going to use it. I'm going to test it. And if I believe in it, I'm gonna use it. You know, that's exactly what happened with Retail. You know, when I first heard about Retail, I was like a lot of hunters. I knew all the big names, you know, Benelli, Browning, Beretta. You know, I shot Mossbergs pretty much my whole entire life, and I knew Remington and all those. And you know, those were the shotguns I saw growing up, and shotguns I saw in duck blinds and dove fields, you know, deer camps. You know, we did a lot of rabbit hunting growing up. You know, I've seen a lot of those shotguns out there. But then I started hearing people talk about Retail. And, you know, at first I didn't know much about them. You know, I knew they were made in Turkey and imported, you know, to Eastern Maryland. And like many hunters, I had a lot of questions. You know, could they compete with established brands? Were they reliable? Would they hold up in the field? You know, and you know, the more I researched, the more interested I became. And you know, then I started paying attention to what actual hunters were saying. Not the influencers, but the actual hunters, not the advertisements, but the real hunters who, you know, spent their mornings in the flooded timber like I was doing, and in the rice fields and the layout blinds and the duck boats. And you know, the same thing kept coming up over and over and again. You know, these things are reliable. And, you know, that's what got my attention. So, you know, I got to shout out my buddy Dylan Gilbert down at Cumberland County Sportsman Supply down in Burksville, Kentucky. He was the first one to introduce me to these guns. And, man, I can tell you, like, the first... Well, it was probably the second duck hunt or the goose hunt that I ever went on, man. Had a buddy of mine just wearing them out on the end. I was kind of in the middle, and I'm not going to tell you what kind of shotgun I had, but it kept jamming and jamming and jamming. My buddy shotgun on the end, he was wearing them out. Everybody's like, dude, what in the world are you shooting? I said, everybody else's shotguns are jamming. No, what are you shooting? He said, I'm shooting a Retay. You know, Retay, Retay, whatever you want, however you want to pronounce it. I said, dude, I never heard of them. You know, and started doing my due diligence. And my buddy Dylan and his dad down there at Cumberland County Sports and Supply in Burksville, Kentucky, shout out to them once again, they got some in. So traded around like I do. Got me one. Best decision I ever made. And, you know, as hunters, you know, we all know that when those birds, you know, finally come, you know, commit and start working the decoys, the last thing you want to worry about is whether your shotgun is going to cycle properly, especially when it's 20 degrees outside. And that's exactly what was happening to my gun and a couple of my other buddies' guns. But no, since I got this Retay in my hand, I ain't had that problem. So, you know, I'm confident with it. It's reliable. And one of the things that really impressed me the most about Retay was their, you know, willingness to innovate. You know, they weren't just trying to copy somebody else's shotgun. They wanted to build something better. You know, and today, you know, when people think of Retay, they think about the, you know, the new Ace and the Ace R. You know, those have become the new flagships. But Mossamara was the first Retay that I had, and it was a great shotgun. And that shotgun right there, the Mossamara, it really helped put Retay on the map. You know, but the Ace platform represents the future of where the company's going now, you know, where the company's headed. So let's talk about that, you know, shotgun. Let's talk about the Ace and Ace R. You know, the Ace is, it's designed for hunters who demand reliability, performance, and comfort, you know. And that's coming straight from Retay. And from personal experience, it's true. You know, Retay took something, you know, well, Retay took everything that they learned from, you know, previous models that they built, you know, and what I believe is one of the best inertia-driven shotguns that you can buy on the market today, you know. The Inertia Plus system, it's crazy. It's not gas. And if you know anything about inertia, you know, I'm not trying to get overly complicated with it, but it's basically designed for the next shell, the recoil, to put the next shell through, you know. And you know, I tell you, this system is designed to provide dependable recycling under real hunting conditions. That's what it's meant to do. You know, and that's what matters. You know, not what's written on the brochure, not what's printed in the magazine. What really matters is how it performs when the birds are flying, you know. And it's one of those shotguns, man, that you feels good in your hands, lightweight, cycles, you know, heavy loads, light loads. Pretty much whatever you put into it, there's no break-in time for it, you know. And, you know, the Ace also, you know, features the Retay's rollover bolt system, you know, and this eliminates one of the most frustrating issues that inertia gun owners have experienced over the years, that dreaded click. And everybody, you know, if you've owned some of those other shotguns out there, you know, that click is what you're worried about when it doesn't go into full battery. So most hunters know what I'm talking about. You raise your shotgun, the bird's in range, you pull the trigger, click. So, you know, Retay engineered their system specifically to address that problem. And that's what I love about that company. You know, that kind of innovation shows me that they're listening to their hunters. They're listening to the hunters out there. They're trying to make something different. So, you know, when hunters are actually telling you, this is what I have a problem with, fix this, fix that, you know, they're doing that. You know, and, you know, another thing that I really appreciate about the Ace platform is that the recoil pad. It's called the Aerie recoil pad. It kind of looks like one of those old Nike kind of the old Nike Air Max with the bubble in the bottom. And it helps with recoil. It's 30% less felt recoil in this thing. And let me tell you, shooting a turkey load through that thing, you're still going to feel it, but you're not going to feel it as much. You know, those old Mossbergs, those little bit, you know, those stocks that weren't made of nothing, they pretty much tear your shoulder in half and tear it off. But, well, these retails are a little bit different with that, you know, the air recoil pad. So, now let me apologize for my allergies. It's crazy. In the summertime, I mow yards. So, you know, been mowing yards all week, and my allergies are killing me right now. I already took some Benadryl and some Singulair, but it's still messing with me. So I'm trying not to fall asleep on this podcast with y'all. Y'all bear with me because my nose is stopped up. I'm just kind of talking through my mouth right now. So y'all bear with me. But, you know, the anybody who really, you know, who shoots a lot of waterfowl knows that, you know, that recoil adds up. You know, those long days at the range, those long days chasing ducks, those spring snow goose hunts, it all adds up. So that air system, that recoil pad helps reduce, you know, the felt recoil, you know, to keep all the shooters more comfortable throughout the day. So, and that's the Ace. So the Ace Armor is probably one of the most talked about shotguns in the retail lineup. That's what I personally have been shooting for the past couple of years. The biggest difference is the recoil, or is the receiver design. Sorry. The ASR has the humpback style receiver that gives shooters a, you know, different sight picture when you're mounting the shotgun to your shoulder, and hunters absolutely love it. I love it. You know, the good thing about retail is they give hunters options, whether you want the humpback style or just the regular style. But at the end of the day, you know, both those shotguns are built around the same commitment to reliability, innovation, and performance, you know, so you ain't got to worry about that. Now, some people still hear the words Turkish-made shotgun, I'm putting that in air quotes, and they immediately assume, you know, it's lower quality, but I think that's a mistake. You know, Turkey has become one of the most advanced firearm manufacturing regions in the world, and the quality coming out of that country today is incredible. You know, retail has proven that they can compete with anybody, and they continue to prove that year after year. So for me, becoming an ambassador wasn't about getting a free shotgun. It wasn't about getting a logo on my social media page. It wasn't about me trying to impress anybody. It was about representing the company. A company who values align with mine. And to go back to what I said earlier, like, I'm not going to put my name on something and our values don't align. You know, I've got morals, I've got values, and I'm sticking to them, and no company's going to take that away from me just so I can put their name, you know, on my social media page, or, you know, stuff like that. So it was, you know, this company believes in quality. This company listens to their hunters. This company stands behind their products. And most importantly, this company I trust enough to recommend to my friends and my family. And that right there is a really big deal to me. You know, my reputation means something. If you guys have ever watched, you know, The Wire, it's an old show that used to come on HBO. A guy named Marlo Stanfield in there. And he kind of says this little thing at the end, my name is my name. And, you know, my reputation, it means something to me. So that we do this too outdoors, when you see this, you know that brand means something to me. There's morals behind it. There's values behind it. Something I want to leave to my son that can lead to his son or his daughter, you know, something I really truly believe in. And that reputation, man, it really means something to me. So And that's exactly how I feel about Retay. You know, as we continue to grow this partnership, you know, I'm super excited to hear about, you know, everything, what's going to happen in the future with us. And I'm excited to take these shotguns in the field. I'm excited to create content around them. I'm excited to introduce more hunters to the company that I think deserve a serious look when it comes, you know, when you're shopping for your new shotgun. And most importantly, I'm excited to represent a brand that I truly, truly believe in. That's why I chose Retay USA. And that's why I'm a proud ambassador of Retay USA. And, you know, if anybody has any questions about, you know, Retay, you know, just let me know. And I can get you more information and we can sit down and we can talk about whatever we need to talk about how the company is and everything like that. I really, truly believe in this company. You know, I get to work a lot of shows with this company. I worked NWTF. I worked the Elk Fest. I'll be going to Ducks Unlimited this year, Squad Fest. So you guys see me in the booth, man. My name's Courtney Williamson. You know, just look me up. And, you know, if you want to have a conversation, we can have a conversation. You know, it's one of those things, man. And I'm blessed to be a part of a company like that. And ever since I was a little kid, you know, I've always wanted to represent a company or represent my own company. And from the first time that I ever walked into the doors in Nashville, Tennessee at the NWTF, I always said to myself, you know, one day I want to be here either representing a company or representing my company. And with Retay, I get to do both. You know, I get to do the We Two This Two Outdoors, and I also get to do Retay. So, let's talk about the RA-1522 just a little bit. It's the new AR platform that they just came out, and it's a 22LR. And so the folks who aren't familiar, it gives shooters, you know, an AR-style platform chambered in 22LR that you can play and can practice with and not have to spend money on 223 or 556. Now, why does that matter? Basically, the prices of 223 and 556 is not crazy, but, you know, you can learn on a familiar platform, which I think everybody in the world right now has an AR-15, and you can train without spending a lot of money. And anybody who's ever bought centerfire ammo knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's not crazy prices, but you're not going to go out and just shoot all day long with that. You can buy a box of 500 rounds of 22LR for about $30-$40 and shoot all day, you know. And I think that's especially important for, you know, some of the younger hunters out there and the younger shooters, you know, families and everything. And it's also good for somebody, you know, getting started. And if we're being honest, you know, practice matters. You know, the more you shoot, the more comfortable you become. The more comfortable you become, the safer and more proficient you become. And I always tell people confidence comes from repetition. Repetition comes from practice. And the RA-1522 gives people that opportunity. And we've also got the RXP-22 pistol. It is a 9mm frame pistol chambered in 22LR. And this is just not another firearm that fills an important role. You know, this is a firearm that you can get out there and train with and not spend the money for the 9mm. Like I said, you can buy a box 9mm at Academy right now for, you know, $11-$12 for their Monarch brand, you know, 50 rounds, you know, but you can get a box of 500, like I said, for $30, $40, you know, shoot it all day. And what I love about the RXP-22, just like the AR, you know, just like everything that Retay has, you can mount red dots to them. They all come with threaded barrels, so you can put your suppressors on there. And, you know, not everybody is ready to jump straight into a large caliber handgun. Let's just be honest. You know, my wife, she loves shooting the 22, but when she starts shooting a 380 or a 9mm, she's intimidated and she gets nervous. And, you know, there's other people out there like me who are very, very cheap and simply want a low cost training option. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, in fact, I actually encourage that, you know, spend the least money as you can, you know, build your confidence up, learn the fundamentals, learn trigger control, learn your sight picture, you know, that builds your foundation. And that foundation, you know, lets you become a better shooter. And that's where a pistol like the RXP-22 really shines, you know. And one thing I love seeing is families spending time together at the range, you know, parents teaching their kids, grandparents teaching their grandchildren, friends introducing friends to the gun world. And, you know, that's how our community grows. And if we want hunting and shooting sports to survive long term, that's exactly what we need. So right now, let me speak directly to the parents listening. If you have children and you're looking for a way to introduce them to firearms safely and responsibly, a quality 22 should absolutely be on your radar. Not because it's flashy, not because it's trendy, because it simply works. It's approachable, it's effective, and it allows young shooters to build their confidence. You know, my son is 8 years old. Just now I got him to shooting the Retay Gamelander in 410. It's a single shot. Comes with a turkey choke. You can mount a red dot on it, which I have one on for him. He actually missed his first turkey during youth season here in Kentucky. Barely missed it, but, you know, he actually got to see how turkeys, you know, react, you know, live. Like, instead of going to the NWTF and just hearing the calls, he actually, you know, got to see a turkey in front of him and how they gobble and, you know, how they approach, you know, the calling and everything in the wild. Like, it was awesome for him to see that. And, you know, he cried for 2 hours after he missed, but we got back in the truck and headed home. He was like, "Daddy, that was awesome. I want to do it again." And just never could get him to connect on one after that. You know, the birds was either too far or just wasn't responding or already hand up for the season, you know. But we had a good time. But, you know, the goal, I feel like, for younger hunters, man, and younger shooters is, You're not simply just pulling the trigger. You know, you're learning responsibility. You're learning safety. You're learning discipline. You're learning to have respect for firearms. You know, those lessons go far beyond shooting. You know, those lessons apply to life. You know, and that's one reason I get excited when, you know, companies invest in products like that for the kids and for first-time shooters, you know. You know, they're invested in the future. They're investing in the next generation. And, you know, we need more of that. And, you know, I mean, everybody had a 22LR when I was growing up. And people saying, you know, it's just a 22, you know, I disagree with that. You know, the 22 is, you know, probably introduced more hunters to the sport than anything. You know, it's affordable, it's accessible, it's effective. Like, you know, everybody, you know, people that carry a 22, people, "Oh, you're carrying a 22. You know, nobody wants to get shot, you know, and that 22 gets in there and it bounces around, you know. So, OK, care what anybody says. Nobody wants to get shot, you know. But that's why I'm glad, you know, Retail sees values in that market, in the 22 market, because the future hunter, you know, sitting beside you today may very well start with a 22 tomorrow. And, you know, that's what gets him into the sport or her into the sport. And that's a good thing. So, and we also have, it's called the Retail Ascend. It's a 22 LR, bolt action rifle. Great value, great gun. Comes in walnut and synthetic. 30 barrel where you can put your suppressor on. If you get on my Instagram page, we do this too outdoors. You can see me in action shooting both of these, all three of them actually, the RXP 22, the RA 15 22, and the Ascend. So they're just great, great trainers. And, you know, I can get out there and shoot them all day long with me and my son and get a 500 box of ammo and be shooting all day. It's awesome, you know. So, you know, people talk about the future of retail. You know, this is where I get, it's where I get excited. There's a few things out there that I can't talk about, but, you know, I get excited when people talk about the future. You know, every company has a vision. Every company has goals. Every company has a roadmap to where they're going. And from what I've seen, Retail is not satisfied in standing still. They're growing. They're expanding. They're continuing to invest in innovation. That's the exciting part to me. You know, one thing many of you have probably heard me mention before is that I believe Retail is going to become a much bigger player in the firearms industry over the next several years. And why? Because they're building momentum. They listen to their customers. They're expanding their products like every day, it seems like. And everything that they come out with, they're continuing to improve on it. Now, obviously, nobody has a crystal ball, you know, but I think the future is very, very bright. And I know many shooters are excited about the possibility of, you know, this additional center fire stuff. You know, that's coming in the future. We're going to get some center fire stuff, you know, your 308s, your 30-06s, your 300 Win Mags, your 270s, your 6.5 Creedmoors, you know, and that's what people are excited to see next. And that's exactly what I'm excited to see next as well. But, you know, the competition benefits customers, you know, innovation benefits customers, and growth benefits consumers. So the more companies push themselves to improve, the better products we all receive. So, you know, why I'm staying with Retail? That's a question I get asked all the time. And the answer is super, super simple. Two words. Relationships matter. Trust matters. Character matters. I've had opportunities to meet people through this industry. I've met incredible people. I've met passionate people. I've met hardworking people. And I found those same qualities within the Retail brand. I don't represent companies simply because they send products to me. You know, I appreciate them sending products to me, but I don't represent them just because they send products. I represent companies that align with my values, like I talked about earlier. One of those values is helping people discover the outdoors. You know, another value is supporting hunting traditions. You know, my dad got me into hunting when I was a young kid. And somebody out there, their dad's got them into hunting as a young kid. Or maybe it was later on in life when they got into it. But either way, they got into it. So those hunting traditions really mean a lot to me. Whether you got into it in your 30s, whether you got into it in your teens, 40s, 50s, whenever you got into it. You know, and I like protecting the future of this community. You know, if we don't start now, you know, these kids that are 8, 9 years old, like my son, they're not going to have anywhere to go hunt. They're not going to have anywhere to go shoot. You know, so I like protecting that. Try to build as many relationships as I can and get more and more people in the outdoors that I can. You know, those things matter to me. You know, as many of you know, We Do This Too Outdoors has always been about breaking barriers and introducing more people to hunting, fishing, and the outdoors. That's my mission. That's my purpose. And I believe Retay shares that vision as well. You know, they want to grow participation. They want to welcome new shooters. They want to welcome new hunters. They want to help preserve outdoor traditions. That's something I can get behind. Now, before I wrap up, I want to address a question I hear often. See, Will, would you buy a Retay if you weren't an ambassador? My question or my answer is simply yes. And that's important. Because if the answer was no, I shouldn't be representing them. Simple as that. I believe in their products. I believe in the people. You know, I believe in the direction that they're heading. You know, that doesn't mean every product is perfect. Nothing is, you know. But it does mean I trust what they're building. And trust is earned, not given. I'm gonna leave that at that. But yes, I would still be shooting a Retay if I was not an ambassador. But yes, as we close this episode, you know, I want to thank everyone who supported We Do This Too Outdoors, every listener, every subscriber, every sponsor, every hunting buddy, every person who shared an episode, every person who's believed in the mission. Because none of this happens without you. And to the folks at Retay, shout out to Hunter Flanders. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for believing in my message. Thank you for believing in the outdoors. And as always, I encourage everybody listening to spend more time outside. Take somebody hunting. Take somebody fishing. Take somebody shooting. Introduce somebody new to the outdoors because the future depends on it. And remember, always, big game, small game, all game. We do this too. God bless y'all. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.